a lot of the people we know today as greats, artists and writers, weren't really famous until after they died or after the period in which they were doing their what we now know as their main work. That's not true for Dickens.
No, Dickens was sort of the first modern celebrity at a time when being an author meant that you maintained a certain reserve and a certain remove from your public. And Dickens got out there. He gave readings. He just became a popular, well-known person. And it was sort of considered unseemly at the time for him to do that.
He loved the limelight. He fancied himself an actor, didn't
he? That was his great hobby, was acting. He actually, before anything else, he auditioned as an actor when he was starting his career. And he had a very bad day. He lost his voice or something, and that didn't pan out. So he went into first journalism and then fiction writing. Toward the end of his career, he started doing public readings of his own books. So he would act out the whole Christmas Carol in one session. And these were really popular. They were huge, hard to get tickets, and he would perform for audiences of thousands of people at a time.
One of the things you talk about in your kind of pre-show talks at Oliver is that Charles Dickens loved to walk around London.
He took these marathon walks every day. He could walk from 20 to 30 miles at a stretch. And a lot of times this was at night because he couldn't sleep. So he would get up and he would just walk around London, sometimes in really dangerous neighborhoods. He had no fear of that whatsoever. He went into places where the police would hesitate to enter. So he got to know London and its inhabitants intimately. And all of that shows up in his books.
How does that inform his work?
Well, take Oliver Twist. Where Fagin lives is an area known by various names, Snow Hill, Holborn. It was a very dangerous slum neighborhood, which was largely controlled by criminals. And that's where Fagin's base of operations, where he would send out these boy pickpockets.
In this life, one thing counts in the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two.
And Dickens wasn't just making this up out of his head. He knew what these places were like inside and outside.
Given the time of year, I want to ask you about A Christmas Carol. How did his experiences in London inform his writing of A Christmas Carol?
One of his main impressions of London was that it was a very lonely town. There were a lot of people who lived there for business and business only. They had come from other parts of the country and ended up in London. I think essentially Scrooge was a very lonely man. He had bad experiences as a child. His father had sort of rejected him, but he had friends. He had a sister. He had an employer that he loved. But gradually, after he moved to London, all of that fell aside, and his entire world was concentrated on business.
The whole house empty. The hall so dark, stairs so wide. Marley died 7 years ago. 7 years ago tonight.
He was not interested in getting to know anyone except where it would help his business. And I think Dickens realized that Scrooge actually had a fascinating story and that many people who may live on the other side of our walls also have very interesting stories, but you never get to know them.
He's making a lot of social comments in his work, and I'm wondering if it reverberated in society or if it was only viewed as literature.
Oh, no, it absolutely. He was very much a crusader, especially for the poor and the neglected and the impoverished. Oliver Twist was his first real planned novel, and it is very much an attack on the social institutions of the workhouse and especially the New Poor Law, which essentially had criminalized poverty and forced the poor into these large workhouse institutions. They had to apply for admission, but once they were there, they were essentially in prison. There was no way out, and they were put to work and kept on a starvation diet.
Thus the gruel.
Yeah, I want some more. He did want some more. He was starving.
Is it worth the waiting for if we live till 84? All we ever get is gruel. Every day.
Yeah, it kept them weak. It also was to make it so unpleasant to be there that they might leave and go and die. As Scrooge again says, you know, if they want to die, let them, and decrease the surplus population. It was a very harsh time.
So the Fifth Avenue Theater right now is currently putting on Oliver, the musical, which is based on the novel, Oliver Twist. That's a pretty natural progression for Dickens, given that his work was so theatrical.
Absolutely. It just transfers to the stage so easily in a series of vivid scenes. And characters you never forget. Oliver himself asking for more, Fagin leading the boy pickpocket band, and the tragic Nancy who gets abused by her boyfriend Bill Sykes. I mean, we remember these people. They just lodge in our memory. We feel like we may know them.
Albert Evans, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Albert Evans is the Artistic and Music Associate at the Fifth Avenue Theater. I'm Ed Ronco, KPLU News.